Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the only Republic we've got left, so let's keep it going. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send a donation. It's the only Republic you've got left. And go to nationalbugle.com. I have moved the CoSertified app up to the top. You'll have no trouble finding the link. Just click on that CoSertified app, download it. You know, we're in the midst of the Great Repression. They are deplatforming everything and everybody. Now, I've been telling you for a long time that the CoSertified app had been purged by Tim Cook because he's totally gay, and the CoSertified app is like totally alpha and hetero and straight. And it's what we need, but you can still download it for Android, so do that while you can. But also, because it was deplatformed by Tim Cook so early, there is an online version that you can access through your web browser. So do that today. CoSertified. It's everywhere you want to be. Or maybe, actually, how about this? It's everything you want to be, which is non-kosher certified. Mark Bancroft, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you, Patrick. And I was working with ACH earlier, of course, on his show, which aired today. And what I'm going to do is I have all kinds of links on Vkontakte for that show that I'm simply going to post on our nationalbugle.com site for the listeners of this RBN show. So that's how we're going to play this. We have all kinds of things to talk about. And one thing that has just come in terms of breaking news is that in terms of deplatforming and censorship, Facebook has just ejected Press Television Iran from Facebook. And so all 4 million followers of Press Television Iran on Facebook are now out of the opportunity to view Press Television through Facebook. So the next phase of this, we'll just have to wonder how much longer PressTV.com is going to stay up there for a Western audience. Clearly, the cyber police state has commenced, and clearly we have a situation going on here where there's a lot more going on than the average American can conceivably understand via CNN and MSNBC, Fox News, The Washington Post, and all the other usual suspects. But the Press Television ouster at Facebook, I think, is the beginning of the next phase of, again, what is the coming advancement. We've already had a cyber police state forming. And, of course, you're one of the victims of that. E. Michael Jones is another one. Duke is another one. A number of very fine people who've already experienced this, but it now ramps up to the next level when obviously what is going on with Press Television Iran, I think we can only anticipate is going to be followed by official actions against outlets like Sputnik International and Russia Today and anyone who is not towing the Zio line on domestic and foreign policy.
Right. Now, I lost my credit card processor really before I was hardly able to use it. I maybe got like 3 or 4 donations, and then it got completely shut down. I think that was January or February. It was early, I think, 2018. And then it was mid-2019 when my YouTube was taken down. And I don't do a whole lot of other social media. I just rely on I have a BitChute, which maybe I'll start paying some attention to. And I have a Gab, which I've never paid any attention to and didn't even know if I had it or not, but I checked and I have it. And actually, I have like 38 followers. I don't know. I guess they've been pretty disappointed because I hadn't locked in for years. But you know a lot more about social media because you've done Twitter and Vkontakte and others. And so doesn't it seem that there's all, while we've got the Great Repression and the deplatforming on the one hand, isn't there a big pushback both in terms of people moving en masse to Gab, perhaps foreign-based places like VKontakte. I don't know. I mean, TikTok is Chinese. I tell you, I mean, I always say, I'd rather be ruled by the by Chinamen than by Jews, and I'd certainly rather be censored by Chinamen than by Jews. Some people scoff at that, but there's TikTok. I don't know how usable that is. But also, isn't there pushback in that the share prices of these social media companies are crashing? What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a part of the potential blowback against these social media outlets. Another one, of course, that our listeners are probably going to be familiar with is that in the last day, Parler, which had been summarily booted off of Twitter, I believe, and had been deplatformed by Amazon World Service, they have now turned around. Parler has now turned around and sued Amazon for antitrust violations. And it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out, both in terms of litigation as well as a wider debate on this whole issue of freedom of speech in this country. And clearly what is going to be an ongoing battle that these social media outlets are going to face in regard to share prices and so forth. So when we look at this whole circumstance, of course, mainstream media, for very obvious reasons, is trying to suggest that we are moving in the area of a neo-fascist police state, and we certainly are, but not in the way that they define it.
But not in the good sense.
Right. Not in the good sense. In this particular sense, we're talking about a situation where everyone on the right, and that encompasses a lot of people in different areas of the American right who are many times not in agreement with one another, especially when it comes to something like foreign policy in Israel, just as a classic example. But it's clear that in the terms of this deplatforming, it's much like the situation with tearing down statues. If you start doing this with certain people who were slaveholders at the time of the American Revolution, or if you're tearing down statues of Robert E. Lee, it's important to see that now this is advancing toward people like Abraham Lincoln, who has been a great idol of the neocon right and of the American mythological scene for a very, very long period of time. And it's much like that in terms of this social media thing. If you start going after people on the right, the people like the Proud Boys, I don't follow them, but they're certainly one of the people that is under attack, and one of the groups of people, Proud Boys and Stormfront and some of these types of outlets and expressions of dissent. What happens when they start going after Ron Paul, which they already have? What happens when Pat Buchanan is deplatformed? Are they going to go after Philip Giraldi of the Council for the National Interest?
Yes.
Alison Weir of If Americans Knew, who is hardly a conservative, but certainly on the Zionist issue, she would agree with us for the most part, if not entirely. Once you start this process and you have these globalist, pro-Zionist social media outlets operating in conjunction with Google and YouTube, virtually any reasonable person can see where this is headed. Helen Buyinsky, who's an American columnist, but she writes for Russia Today, she had a very, very important essay on this, which will be available for our listeners today when I put up the Hitchcock show description with all of the links when that show posts from today, that we will also kind of do a double dip in terms of having all of those news links available for National Bugle Radio and RBN people as well. So the rest of the world is watching this in between the events of January 6th, where we are trying to unravel what really did happen. Much as you were one of the people, and I didn't use your name when I was interviewed by Sputnik International on the 6th of January, but I made reference to you in terms of the fact that I knew someone who had been an observer operating undercover in Charlottesville to simply watch what was going on mm-hmm. and that the things that you reported, obviously, that were pivotally important in regard to having a deeper understanding of what happened and why, it seems to me that that same kind of process is something that we need to see slowly beginning to unfold in terms of whatever we can really figure out about what did happen on the 6th of January. Right. And it's funny that the, you know, not in the sense of humor, but in the sense of it being interesting, that international media is making the connections between what happened in Washington on the 6th of January and these so-called color revolutions. Parallels are being drawn to Serbia and to Ukraine, just as a couple of examples among five or six that we could cite of where a lot of the things that went on up on Capitol Hill on Sunday are beginning to smell like the manipulations of the deep state in terms of, again, Syria, the Ukraine in regard to Serbia, to name two, as well as the so-called color revolutions in certain places in the Arab world and in North Africa just a handful of years ago. So, you know, a lot of people, fascinatingly enough, in international media are beginning to say, where have we seen this? Where have we smelled this before? And this is one of the big reasons why I think, for example, Facebook has just canned press television. Because if Americans using Facebook can get to press TV easily, they're going to see things that are going to stimulate their thinking in regard to places like Ukraine.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that, right? Any more than we can really understand why it is that the United States is really supporting ISIS in Syria, and how it is that Soleimani, whom the United States and Donald Trump assassinated last year on the 3rd of January, was an absolute opponent of ISIS in the Middle East, not a supporter. And of course, if people were watching press television in other outlets like RT and Sputnik International, they might begin to see analysis that would completely depict Mike Pompeo, for the idiot that he is, for saying that Iran has links to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and Mike Pompeo,
they never did.
Yeah, and he was live yesterday giving a talk to somebody, and it was live streamed when everybody was expecting Donald Trump to be on the RSBN network. Instead, it was kind of a bait and switch, and there was Mike Pompeo saying that China is the great evil and everybody knows it, and was, I guess, pushing for the independence of Taiwan. But that's another issue we don't need to go down right now. I just want to respond to a few things you said. One, sure. Parlay, which is this alternative to Twitter, which a lot of people were moving towards in recent months. A lot of people were getting Parlay accounts. And then it got deplatformed. And, the Parlay thing, I don't think it's another Gab. I think the guy who set up Gab, Andrew Torbay, is that his name?
Yes.
He seems like more or less one of us. And I know he's a devout Christian, and he set up something that where he's got his own servers, he's got a lot of his own infrastructure, whereas Parlay was just not only was it using vendors for everything, but apparently its password, you know, its logon application was simply, it was like the free version from some vendor, not even the paid version. And guess what's happened? Everybody who had accounts there, all of their passwords have been hacked, apparently. And they're, and to get a blue check on Twitter, you had to send in like photo ID, driver's license type stuff. And they were doing the same thing on Parlay. Well, guess what? That's all of this personal information has been hacked. And it's a giant mess. And I think people need to maybe take a little look into not just the so-called founder of Parlay, but the people who work there and maybe do an assessment. So you mentioned, so I did go to Charlottesville, not as a rally participant, although I was sympathetic to the people in the rally, but I went there.
At least certain people there, yes.
Certain people. I mean, I was sympathetic to the cause.
Right.
I was sympathetic to, preservation of the statues. Not that I actually see Confederate generals or the Confederate leadership as heroes. But
it's an attempt to erase historical memory. That is right.
Yeah, and both sides, that war should not have been fought. Both sides should not have been fighting it. So I don't look them at heroically, but there's a very nefarious agenda at work here, trying to tear down all the statues. So I had gone and I had observed, and I observed a lot. And again, I went to the Occupy Congress event. I didn't go inside Congress. It was more Occupy Capitol Hill event. As first and foremost, I mean, I did support Donald Trump, and I called on everybody to go down there. But also, I did 4 shows while I was down there, so I spent most of my time there reporting from the ground. And yeah, there's a lot there. With all this deplatforming and all of this censorship, it's interesting that it's not just in America that, you know, these big tech companies are worldwide, and they have a big share of the media marketplace in other countries. And so you're having people in other countries speaking other languages who are having to use code words to talk about events that are going on. They're instead of talking about the presidential election, they'll talk about choosing the boss, because if they say presidential election, all automatically that YouTube video gets flagged, even if they're not speaking in English. But if they say choosing the boss, they can get by the censors. So you've got this is worldwide censorship.
Something that's exactly right, Patrick and Dr. Slattery. And I think at this, it's a situation where social media, in the use of the internet and alternative media, once billed as a facilitation of freedom of speech, which is what in an ideal world it is and should be, has suddenly become an absolute vehicle for political suppression, the suppression of free speech, and downright surveillance, Orwellian state-sponsored surveillance via state-sponsored and affiliated intelligence agencies to create an environment of fear and to create an environment where people who deviate from the party line, whether it's on what happened in World War II, whether it's on the American War between the states and Abraham Lincoln, anyone who deviates from the establishment line on FDR and Pearl Harbor, anyone who mentions the Fed and fiat money, anyone who mentions the connection between Israel and 9/11, or between Israel and the JFK assassination, as Lawrence Guyano did quite appropriately with the Tehran Times on this past 57th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. And he cited our old friend Michael Collins Piper in the book Final Judgment in his interview with the Tehran Times. Anyone who is reading that kind of good material, anyone who is, say, consulting with the Institute for Historical Review, and I believe I read from Mark Weber last night or 2 nights ago, I believe that they lost their Facebook account. I believe that that's what I recall from scanning Mark's page at IHR.org. People can take a look at that and make sure that I'm remembering that correctly, because I read so much stuff every day. But the point is that what began with the ominous censorship of people like E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, a brilliant man, a responsible Catholic traditionalist, this has now become, in the United States and elsewhere, a literal Judaized New World Order police state.
Wow, but that is exactly to the point. Well, we will be right back.
Make the world go away. Say the things you used to say.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
And make the world.
Are back. So, Mark, you are a news hound, and this is the thing, especially about our generation, boomers. A lot of us, a lot of people, but a lot of us are low information because we're just used to, you know, the three TV networks. We're used to the morning paper and the three TV networks and maybe radio in the car. And it's gotten to the point where you're not going to get any information that way. If you were just relying on the three TV networks and the radio in the car and the daily newspaper, you might, all you'd know about the election fraud was that the allegations are baseless and you'd know nothing else.
Exactly.
And our generation is not as, we didn't grow up with the internet, and so we're not as savvy at it, but some of us are. And you're very good at news hounding, and you find a lot of, and not just news though, analysis. I guess you're more of an analysis hound than a news hound, really, because you come here and you present other people's analyses, and I think that's very important. So, what do you have for us today?
Well, in this regard, because I don't have my big board screen in front of me, I'm going to have to operate from memory, which is fine. But I want to emphasize again that probably in the next hour at nationalbugle.com, we are going to have a V Contacta link to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock show with me from today that will also cover all of these various articles. And I mean, there are a ton of them for our National Bugle Radio and RBN audience. And in this regard, let me say something, Patrick, in regard to this business of being a broker. You know, and I ran for the U.S. Senate, as you know, on a third-party basis in 2000 in Delaware. The whole history behind that, that's something that's been...
you would have been serving with... You would have been the junior senator to Joe Biden.
Hey, that's right. And gee whiz, wow, right? But, of course, in this particular case, it was a calculated means of brokering who controlled the United States Senate that year after Bush was elected. And the conservative caucus chairman, Howard Phillips, had me run in that race to broker power against the Bush globalist wing of the Republican Party. That's the real reason I was in the race. Secondarily, after 9/11, less than a year later, it became really my entrance into alternative media. Started out with Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and the American Free Press. And then over time, it began branching out in all kinds of different directions. Well, the only reason I mention that is in terms, I think you've identified me more as kind of a broker of other people's views. Yes, I have my own views, and my views are well known, but I'd like to think that if I've contributed one thing to any sensible debate, any rational thinking, any analysis on anyone's part, it's that over the last 20 years, especially with the blossoming of the internet news era, which of course I'm old enough. I'm 65 now. When I was an activist in the Republican Party for many years as a younger person, these things didn't exist. You were reading Human Events and National Review and things like that. And the implications of that, we can go down that road another time. But the point is now, if you look at my page, Mark Dankoff's America on WordPress, whether I publish a theological article or do a news release on one of our shows together, every single one of those pages has a bunch of news sources that on any given page that people can click on that takes them, who knows how many are out there now, 25 of them, I've never really counted. But and I'm adding to them. Every once in a while I find a new one. It's like, wow, I need to get that in the list. All of a sudden, anyone who avails themselves with that kind of information in terms of those sources is then led to the sources of those sources. And the next thing you know, there is a whirlwind of information, responsible information, excellent information, accurate information, and analysis that is being systematically withheld from the American people by this mainstream media monolith with our Zio masters. And that's what these guys are really afraid of. That's why we saw the kind of censorship that we saw in the last year, which, of course, you and I predicted coming into 2020, because we saw what they were not going to allow to happen again, as it did in 2016, where people could do an end run around mainstream media and get information that these guys couldn't control and make up their own minds. They ensured that this year that wasn't going to happen.
Right. And I believe Facebook actually isn't Facebook pretty popular among older people in particular?
Yes, you know, more so than Twitter, I understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Facebook and, you know, with Facebook now being thoroughly curated and censored, where are the boomers to get their news?
Well, this is where I hope that at some point these folks, and Andrew, Carrington Hitchcock, and I were talking
about this.
We only
have about 30 seconds before the break.
Yeah. This is where I hope folks will do enough research to get to international media and good alt sources where you don't need social media to find out who some of these people and outlets are and start developing your own network of information, however long we can continue to maintain that. Because obviously, if you're relying on social media to tell you where you can go for alternative information, they're systematically eradicating that, obviously, in these platforms.
Okay, we will be right back.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You want me back again? That's the time I'll come back home to you.
And we are back. Okay, so we live in a information restricted society. There's the Great Repression, which is stamping out free speech and really free press. You've got the paid press, the bought and paid for press. But you still have, and often it's through amateurs or volunteers, you still have very robust news gathering and analysis from civilian sources. And what do you have for us today?
Well, again, I don't have the big board in front of me to go through all the stories, but let me give you just one classic example of the links that people will have available through National Bugle .com here probably in the next hour. I posted a story in all the links that were put up or will be put up for my appearance with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on the Dankoff Report earlier. One of the stories that was picked was a Mint Press News article, and I'm going to say that Alan McLeod wrote the article. If he didn't, I apologize to whomever did. But of the Mint Press news stories that I was looking at, I believe Alan wrote this one. It was on Victoria Nuland's reemergence in the coming Biden administration. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with Victoria Nuland, she clearly was the point person as the Undersecretary of State for European Affairs in the Obama administration. She was the point person for the February 2014 illegal coup d'etat in that country that involved Obama. It involved Joe Biden and Joe Biden's subsequent bank account, by the way, and the bank account of his son, Hunter Biden, in terms of Ukraine and in terms of Burisma Holdings. Hillary Clinton, of course, big time was involved in this coup d'etat. But Victoria Nuland was the go-to person for this illegal action, the ramifications of which continue to be felt. Well, at the time that I posted that article, I found myself thinking, you know, with all of this obsession with what happened on Capitol Hill on Sunday, the average person is not seeing Mint Press News story on Victoria Nuland or the analysis that's there that explains to the reader who she is, who she's connected with, and what her entrance, along with a lot of other people with the same kinds of credentials and ideology, what this means in terms of their entrance into the Biden administration in key foreign policy posts. Now, I sent this to several contacts in the Russian media. And one of these people from Sputnik International, I was explaining to her that Victoria Nuland, and that name may have meant something to her, but that she was married to Robert Kagan. Mm-hmm. And when I explained
who's Robert Kagan?
Yeah, Project for the New American Century, a strategy for securing the realm, right? Mm-hmm. And when I, and of course, I underscored the Israeli link to all of that. And when that was explained to this international news source with Sputnik International, the response I got in these messages going back and forth was OMG, meaning, oh my God.
Yeah.
In other words, it's like, geez, this is incredible. And I wrote back and I said, it's not only incredible, but who is talking about this right now in American mainstream media? Nobody's talking about it.
Nobody really. Now, here's an article from Reuters, which isn't really getting into the nitty gritty of it, but it is Biden to name Sherman, Nuland to top diplomatic posts. Now, under Obama, you had as Secretary of State, at least during his second term, it was John Kerry, who was half Jewish, by the way. And the second in command, which is the Deputy Secretary of State, was Anthony Blinken. Now, Anthony Blinken is moving up one slot in the Obama in the Biden administration. He'll be the Secretary of State. Now, the next, the number three person at the State Department is the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. That's number three. That had been Wendy Sherman. She will now be the number two. And then under that, you've got these Assistant Secretaries of State for this and that, for, you know, regional. And of course, the most important of those had been Assistant Secretary of State for Eurasian and European Affairs, because that's where the action is. And that had been Victoria Nuland. Now she's moving up to the number three slot. So all these people, these and they're all Jewish. Every single one is Jewish. And so all these Jews who had been in charge of the Obama State Department, they're all getting a promotion. They're all getting a promotion. So the idea is, did you like what we had under Obama those last 4 years with ramping up sanctions on Russia, overthrowing the government of Ukraine,
supporting ISIS, Syria, murdering Gaddafi.
And we got the exact same people who have come back with, you know, the exception of John Kerry, who's now going to be the climate czar, and they've all gotten a promotion.
Exactly, Dr. Slattery. And when you look at this, and I emphasize to our RBN listeners, the same thing that I, when I'm working with foreign news sources that want me to draw out for them, all right, who is this person? How do you see this person or this organization in the context of the larger picture? Whether you're talking about George Soros or Sheldon Adelson, by the way, who died today of cancer, just mentioning that to people, it came out in the news today. Whether you're dealing with Soros and Adelson and Chaim Sabin, or you're dealing, in this case, with Victoria Nuland, Wendy Sherman, and Anthony Blinken, what these names need to, the American public, when they see these names mentioned in mainstream media, They need to step back, underscore these names if you're reading a print publication, or if you're seeing these names on the computer, you know, copy and paste that name, not only into Google, but use the Russian Yandex. Yandex, Y-A-N-D-E-X, Yandex.ru, and other search engines that might lead you to Mint Press News, that might lead you to Giraldi's Council for the National Interest, that would lead you to Press Television Iran, that would lead you to Ukrainian and Russian English language news stories, where all of a sudden you're reading about Anthony Blinken and you're going, uh-oh. And the one thing that I will point out to these international news sources off the record, you know, they're not required to, and don't publish their conversations with me, certainly wouldn't be wise for either of us. But I say to them the kind of thing that Dr. Slattery has said in this program today to all of our listeners, every single one of them, Blinken, Wendy Sherman, Victoria Nuland, her husband Robert Kagan, they're all from the same tribe. This is not an accident, and this right. is the biggest secret that American mainstream media is concealing from the American public, and that is the extent, as I think it was put by someone at the UNS Review in four or five recent articles that that I've been reading, someone made reference to the fact that with Biden and Harris and their mm-hmm. Jewish friends coming to power.
And Jewish relatives, remember?
Jewish relatives, right. And this is not an accident, folks. This yeah. is what's going on. But you say that, of course, if you said that on Facebook, mm-hmm. if you said that on Twitter, if you know, you are an anti-Semite. For point, not only pointing out the obvious, which is true, mm-hmm. right? The Israeli media can point this out and clap their hands, or the Jewish Forward can say that. And it's like, oh, isn't it wonderful that we have this many people in power? Yeah. But if Mark Dankoff says that, if Andrew Carrington Hitchcock says that, if Patrick Slattery says that, if David Duke says that, all of a sudden the specter of anti-Semitism mm-hmm. is invoked to strike what we've said from mainstream outlets where otherwise people could see it and read it and hear it. And all of a sudden, of course, we become the victims. And I've emphasized this quote constantly with full attribution to Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars. I pointed out many of his articles to people in international media, including his outstanding work in what happened in Iran in 2014 with Gareth Porter in the New Horizons conference over there that year. And when I send these various people some background material on Dr. Jones and who he is, how respected he is in the traditionally Catholic community, the academic end of that community, I say Dr. Jones is no longer on YouTube as one example. And why? Because of what Dr. Jones has said constantly, we are dealing mm-hmm. with the Jewish control of narrative,
that's
quote
right.
unquote. That's
so, yeah,
what it is.
Look at this. Yeah. Those three top people at the State Department, and who's going to be reining them in? You know, who's above them? And these are people that Joe Biden worked with very closely. Because remember, Joe Biden was the designated point man on Ukraine. Now, of course, he delegated everything to Victoria Nuland. You know, but at any rate, I mean, he knows these people. Blinken had been his what was it? The foreign policy advisor when he was vice president early on in the first term. So he knows these people really well, and these people know him. And so it's important. These people that, you know, are going to be our new president and vice president. Joe Biden, he's got three kids, right? All three married to Jews. I know maybe he's got more than three kids. I think he's got three kids and all three married to Jews. And Chlamydia Harris is married to a Jew herself.
Yes.
And, you know, this is bad. And by the way, with Harris, I mean, Biden is weak. He's feeble. But remember, if something happens to Biden, if he resigns, if he gets impeached or whatever, we're all getting chlamydia, and that's painful. Nobody wants.
Well, that's
chlamydia.
Exactly.
And nobody
right.
wants and these people in the first place. Remember, they didn't get elected. They were selected, and who was selecting them?
Well, this gets back, and I'm sure I've mentioned it on this show before, but we will say it once again. Going back to the AIPAC convention that I believe was held before the onset of the 2020 primaries, presidential primaries. At that national AIPAC convention, you had a series of people in both parties who came and did their obeisance and who spoke for all of the obvious reasons. Kamala Harris went, but was not on the speaker's dais. But she went, and she held a series of behind-the-scenes meetings with Bibi Netanyahu. Subsequently, it was Netanyahu who released on his own Twitter page these pictures of himself with Kamala Harris, with the AIPAC logo behind them and so forth. And I said to my wife then, that woman is guaranteed a spot on the Democratic national ticket. Now, I thought she might even be the presidential nominee. I think our friend Tulsi Gabbard took care of that with destroying Harris in that public debate that mainstream media then used as an opportunity to begin savaging Tulsi Gabbard through Hillary Clinton as a Russian agent, quote unquote, because Tulsi Gabbard had demonstrated that Kamala had no clothes, which is fairly typical of Kamala, but I mean that now in a different sense. Now, with that situation, we saw what was done to Tulsi Gabbard's candidacy. We saw the elevation of Harris, who had been made an absolute fool of on national television by Gabbard. And now we have Kamala Harris as the number two as of the 20th of January, with a man in the White House who will be in the White House on the 20th of January, who is clearly at this point, like him or not, folks, it is not a vicious thing to say that this man has dementia, that dementia is advancing. It's been well concealed by a mainstream media doing anything to get Biden in there. And it's now a circumstance where, as a number of us have predicted, the chances are excellent that Biden will serve less than 2 years of his first term in order that Kamala Harris might be the next president of the United States. That's a terrifying thought. And in order that she would be eligible to run for two terms on her own, God
forbid. So Biden would have to be president for just over 2 years. If it's under 2 years, yeah.
That's right. And that's why I think this is going to happen that way. We'll see if it plays out that way.
So, I mean, I think until we can cure this chlamydia problem, we've got to support Joe Biden. I mean, we've got to go out there. And, there was 30-something years ago, there was a aspiring politician in Japan who had stabbed the kingmaker in the back. The kingmaker was named Takenaka. No. The kingmaker was named Tanaka. He is a former prime minister who had to resign because of a scandal with Lockheed Airlines or Lockheed Aircraft. But he had been the kingmaker for a while. And then there's this guy, Takeshita, which actually, if you look at it in English, it looks like take shida.
Yeah, yes.
Right? Well, and he had to. He had to take some because he
had. Takeshita.
Yeah. So, or take a shit.
Talkie Biden.
But anyway, at any rate, he stabbed Tanaka in the back by forming a new party and like getting all of the Tanaka followers to go to his party, and then Tanaka had a stroke and was incapacitated. So the right wingers, the so-called right wingers, who aren't necessarily that popular in Japan and have ties to the gangsters, they would follow Takeshita around, and they would admire him to death and say, let's make him prime minister. We love him. And you know something? This actually might be a strategy to with Biden. It kind of ironic, but to go and have mass demonstrations, pro-Biden demonstrations in front of the White House where we're admiring him to death. And what I envision is all those Trump flags. You get those Trump flags, and then maybe like cut out the Trump and like stitch in Biden, or maybe use a giant Sharpie or something and exit out and put Biden in there. I don't know. That's just sometimes I have these ideas. I don't even know if they're good ones, but I kick it back to you.
Well, in this particular case, again, we get back to what's being covered as well as what isn't being covered. And what I'm suggesting to all of our listeners at RBN, and I think they're enough on the same page with me that they're already nodding with what I'm about to say. But for people who have never listened to RBN before, who are being introduced to it today as a possibility, be aware of the fact that with all of this talk about stormtroopers and mm-hmm. storming the U.S. Capitol and all of these other things, mm-hmm. Glenn Greenwald, I think.
And we've got about 30 seconds.
One of our posts for today's show, which I'll get up at nationalbugle.com, will be
Glenn Greenwald, who is everybody's favorite gay Jew.
That's right. Yeah, but he's a fair gay Jew, apparently. And Greenwald, I think, sees the dangers of this coming electronic police state in the same way that we do. And I'll say something like that after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met up with the British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And we are back. So, Glenn Greenwald, what about him?
Well, Glenn had a post that I believe was the lead story in antiwar.com yesterday, if I'm remembering this correctly. I was able to work it in briefly into the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Dankoff report earlier today. We'll make sure that it's in the links for this show also for our people, nationalbugle.com. Glenn Greenwald was talking about the fact that, of course, we need to remind people, here we have a queer Jew who has nonetheless been basically put out of business at a publication that he founded, The mm-hmm. Intercept, because Glenn Greenwald, to his credit, was highly critical of all of the social media censorship that was going on to prevent people from having access to the, all of the information and the analysis of the implications of the Hunter Biden business as it related to corruption in the Ukraine and as it related to nepotism within the Biden family. Major story, and it was clear to Greenwald and to the rest of us that this story was being systematically suppressed by Twitter, among others, because obviously they wanted Biden to get elected. Greenwald was honest enough to point all of this out. He later ends up off of The Intercept. He ends up basically with his own blog, doing his own thing. And in this case, he was pointing out all of the insipid dangers of the way in which the insidious censorship of alternative points of view in the both mainstream media and in American social media was basically designed to force Greenwald's brand of journalism out of the mainstream.
Real journalism.
And in this particular case, Greenwald, I think, made it clear in his article that the way this thing is playing out, everyone from a Tulsi Gabbard left of center to Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan on the right, and Greenwald mentioned both of those latter names in the article, that this is the type of thing that threatens to sweep out even that kind of what we might call, using this term advisedly, responsible mainstream alternative media, alternative perspective, who in their right mind, unless you're the Anti-Defamation League, working on the Missouri action report back in 2008, could possibly believe that Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul have attracted wide numbers of people who fit the profile of domestic terrorists. And yet that's the kind of narrative that I think Greenwald's article implies that we're going to be seeing as we have potentially what is going to be the greatest suppression of freedom of speech through this electronic surveillance and censorship that has ever occurred, at least in the history of the United States and probably in the history of the world on a global basis.
Yep. I've been calling it the Great Repression, maybe the Great Suppression, but we'll get that all worked out. Tulsi Gabbard, I haven't been following her that carefully, but I do know in these past weeks, while she was still in Congress, introduced a bill or resolution to abolish the Patriot Act and something to keep trannies out of women's sports and whatnot. And she's been talking a lot about free speech. So good on her. And but, you know, we're out of time. I really appreciate you coming on. And everybody go to nationalbugle.com and look at those articles that we were talking about and much, much more. Where can they hear you?
Well, you can hear me on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, among several radio stations. And then, of course, Press Television Iran is getting ready to publish a very brief conversation with me about the Nation article on American death squads in Afghanistan. And you'll occasionally see me in Sputnik International. And then, of course, I hope to be a regular with you on RBN. So here we are.
Well, thank you so much. And you'll hopefully be back next week for another episode of the Eddie Arnold News and Views Boomer Hour. That's what we're calling it. And
I'll
be back again tomorrow with Jeremy and another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.